Oh.
Hi, I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak
Yes,
to the person who requested the call?
Margaret Reyes. Yes, ma'am. This is me.
Okay, and I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
I'm going to file a claim.
Okay, and what's your Social Security number?
424-867-338.
Okay, will you repeat that for me slowly, please?
Yes, ma'am. 424-867-338.
Okay, 424-867-338.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Your first and last name?
Margaret Reyes.
And your date of birth?
October 2nd, 1963.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Shoemaker.
What's your Alabama driver's license number?
5107731.
Okay, thank you. And have you ever worked under any other name?
No, ma'am.
And you're a female, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve active duty in the military for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
13.
And if you're approved for benefits, then you have options to receive your payments, either direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The benefits card takes an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I'm trying to go out here and get my card. I prefer direct deposit, please.
Okay. And is this for a checking or savings account?
Checking account.
Okay.
Okay, I'll check. Give me 1 second, please. Pull the card up.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, when you look for something, you can't never find it. And I wasn't thinking about that I was going to have that and should have known. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Yes, I can't see for looking. It's right in my face. Okay. I want you to put in my checking account number. Checking account, so it's 630-874211.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that back to you. 630-874211.
Yes, ma'am.
And the routing number?
262-083-881.
Okay, 262-083-881.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your mailing address?
112 Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S, Lane, L-A-N-E, Atmore, Alabama, 36502.
And is your home address the same as your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
I filed last time in Birmingham, but I filed a recently and I didn't get anything. So, no, ma'am, I don't think so.
Okay. And what is a good phone number for you?
256-251-261-9270.
That's 256-261-9270.
No, ma'am. 251. 2619270. I said that wrong. I'm sorry.
251.
Uh-huh.
261-9270.
270.
Okay, thanks. And I have your address as 112 Brooks Lane in Atmore, 36502.
Yes, ma'am. That's it. Exactly. Thanks.
And it's necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment benefits. So I'm going to ask you some randomly generated questions, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? 4'11", 5'3", 5'6", 5'11", or none of the above?
5'6".
And when did you purchase the property at 8516 Coral Beach Lane? February of 94, November of 01, January of 12, May of 19, or none of the above?
None of the above. I ain't got no property.
And which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? An 81 AMC Eagle, an 83 Mercedes, an 88 Audi, a 90 Nissan Stanza, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
I think I might have had a Nissan Stanza before I got this crew.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
What is that?
That's when the company you work for shuts down and relocates overseas.
No, ma'am.
And have you worked since the last time you filed for unemployment?
Yes, ma'am. I worked for a temp service, and they laid me off that Wednesday in Thanksgiving, right before Thanksgiving.
Okay. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work for the government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And when was the last day you worked at your job?
Let me look at the calendar just to be sure. I know it was in last month, November. The last day I worked was, oh my goodness. I'm sorry, ma'am. I think Thanksgiving was like that Thursday, and I worked out that Wednesday morning. So I went in that Tuesday night on the 22nd.
Okay. And are you physically and mentally able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working on commission, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available for full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And are you a member of a union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a date to return to work?
No, ma'am. Every time I call, they tell me to wait till after Christmas, work and pick up.
Okay. And what's your job title?
Well, I had a quality control.
Okay.
Is what I was.
And are you seeking work in that same type of occupation?
It don't matter what kind of job I get, ma'am. I just need a job, but I'm looking.
Yes, ma'am. And who was your last employer?
Premier Staffing.
Okay. What was the company that you worked for through Premier Staffing?
Oh, Coastal Growers.
Okay. Is that the same thing as M. Lawson Corporation? Or Brooke Hartner?
No, ma'am. She laid me off, and then I went to Coastal Grower through Premier Staffing. That's a peanut plant.
Okay. So that's not M. Lawson Corporation.
No, ma'am. She's a nursing home care facility.
Okay. Spell, I'm going to have to add them in here. Spell the employer name for me.
Coastal, C-O-A-S-T-A-L, Coastal Growers.
Coastal Growers. All right. Hold on one moment. Okay. I've got them right here.
Yes, ma'am.
And a phone number for them, please.
251-655-8003.
Okay, that's 251-655-8003.
Yes, ma'am.
And when did you start working there?
I want to say October the 4th.
Okay, 2022?
Yes, ma'am. I've just attempted there.
Okay. What city did you work in?
Atmore.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
They paid me 3 days for holiday pay that next week.
Okay, they gave you 3 days?
They gave me, no, ma'am, they didn't. I'm sorry, I didn't. I was a temp and I didn't get holiday pay, so I only got paid for 3 days that week.
Okay, so you didn't get any vacation, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am,
okay.
I didn't.
And why are you no longer working there?
I really don't know. I had a couple problems with some girls that was younger than me on that job. Just kept harassing me. And I don't really know what happened. I would never say anything to them girls. And one day, they just told me they didn't need me anymore. So I just left them and then called them looking for a job ever since. I really don't even know myself.
So they didn't really give you a reason?
No, they didn't.
Okay.
And they called the tip service and told them. And
okay.
Temp service didn't even tell them.
And what's the name and title of the person that informed you that term or discharged you?
It was a lady, I think her name Kayla at Premier Staffing.
Okay.
I got a phone number for them too.
I don't need that right now. If they need
yes,
anything
ma'am.
Else, I think I've got everything I need as far as the employer goes.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
And if you'll grab a pen and a piece of paper, I've got a temporary pen number for you.
Okay. 1 second.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Your temporary pen number is 3863.
3863, yes, ma'am.
Hold on to that pen because I've got a couple more things that you need to write down, and
Okay.
then we'll be finished, okay? The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. You're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to this website. You'll need to write this down.
I'm writing it down.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The first part of this website is all one word. It's Alabama Works, WORKS, all one word.
And it's also, is it all lowercase letter?
Yes.
Alabama Works. Okay.
Dot Alabama spelled out.
Okay. Dot Alabama. Okay.
Dot gov. G-O-V.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's to update your online resume with the Alabama Career Center. That's a place for you to look for jobs, and jobs can look for you.
Yes, ma'am.
You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the website you're going to go to is www.labor.alabama.gov, G-O-V.
Yes, ma'am.
And if you choose to file your weekly certification over the phone, then the number you're going to call every week is 800-752-7389.
Yes, ma'am.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. And you're going to make your first certification beginning this Sunday, which is December 18th.
Yes, ma'am.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, then you're going to call this number, and this is the last thing you need to write down.
Yes, ma'am.
It's 800-361-4524.
And that's the number to where?
That's if you don't receive your booklet in the next 7 days,
okay.
Or if you
okay.
have questions.
Okay.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made.
Yes, ma'am.
And that completes your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Thank you.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Ma'am.